This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, May 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Ag exports dropped prior to Liberation Day. EU countermeasures could include food and drink. And U.S.-UK deal, a harbinger. Exports surged ahead of Liberation Day, except for ag. While Southern California ports are now seeing 13% decrease in incoming cargo ships, U.S. exports had jumped in March ahead of President Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs and retaliatory actions from trading partners. California's exports that month saw nearly 8% year-over-year growth, hitting more than $16 billion, that according to a new analysis from Beacon Economics. U.S. exports overall jumped by a robust 6.5%. Founding partner Christopher Thornburg said the strong numbers likely represent foreign buyers accelerating purchases before the tariff window closed. Jack O'Connell, the research and consulting firm's international trade advisor, does not expect April's numbers, quote, to be anywhere near as robust when they're released. Take note, California ag exports dropped nearly 5% to $3.6 billion in the first quarter of this year, that compared to the same period last year. The analysis attributes that to Canadians and other consumers abroad who actively shunned American goods like California wines, tree nuts, and dairy products. Wine shipments to Canada dropped 34%, and fresh fruit exports fell more than 9%. EU outlines tariff response if negotiations fail. President Donald Trump has his first deal toward his goal of 90 in 90 days, 89 more to go. There's still more work that needs to be done on the deal announced yesterday with the UK. The European Union yesterday laid out exactly what is at stake for U.S. farmers if negotiations to avoid U.S. reciprocal tariffs falter. The EU Commission unveiled potential countermeasures that would affect some 95 billion euros of U.S. exports. That's $107 billion. Among the list of products it's collecting public input on are fruits, nuts, and vegetables, cereal grains, oils, shellfish, bourbon, and food products. The EU remains fully committed to finding negotiated outcomes with the U.S., European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said in a statement. At the same time, we continue preparing for all possibilities. But the move clearly rankled some in the administration. For them to publish stuff like that, I don't think it's in the interest or the spirit of negotiations, President Trump's trade advisor Peter Navarro told reporters. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Trump's first trade pact leaves door open to further U.S.-UK dealmaking. Officials from both sides of the Atlantic said yesterday that a new trade pact between the U.K. and the U.S. would be the start of further negotiations. One former Trump administration official telling AgriPulse that, quote, some point it may actually end up looking more like a traditional free trade agreement. This could open up negotiations with a long tail, said Everett Eisenstadt, served as deputy director of the National Economic Council. In a press briefing in the Oval Office, UK ambassador to the U.S., Peter Mandelson, said the deal is, quote, a springboard to foster more valuable cooperation in the future. Now, do take note, many in the U.S. Ag Committee are also hoping that the agreement outlined yesterday is not the final word on the U.S.-UK agriculture trade. This is an important first step in expanding markets, American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall said in a statement. But he said in a reference to sanitary and phytosanitary standards, quote, more work is needed to remove the arbitrary barriers that have excluded American-grown food from grocery stores in the U.K. The U.K.'s Department of Business and Trade said in a statement that the agreement contains no weakening of U.K. food standards on imports. You can read more about the deal at agripulse.com. Overriding parliamentarian on clean air rules would be bad precedent, Democrat senators say. Senators are warning their colleagues that efforts to revoke California's Clean Air Act waivers by overruling the Senate parliamentarian would set a dangerous procedural precedent. Alex Padilla, California, Adam Schiff of California, Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island took to the Senate floor yesterday to discuss recent Republican efforts to scale back the state's waivers. Last week, the House voted to revoke three waivers for the Clean Cars and Trucks program. However, the Government Accountability Office determined that the waivers are not rules under the Congressional Review Act. The Senate parliamentarian also clarified that any CRA resolutions on these waivers would require 60 votes in the Senate rather than the simple majority. In his floor speech, Padilla said Republicans were trying to bypass a filibuster and use the CRA to revoke the waivers with a 51-vote threshold. If successful, it would open the door to ignoring the parliamentarian on any ruling that you don't like, Padilla said in his speech. And if Republicans can't ignore the parliamentarian on a CRA, then why not the tax bill that they're working so hard on, or health care, or anything else? Here's today's final word. If there was a puddle, we were fishing it. That Jacob Katz, lead scientist at California Trout, reflecting on his entry point into wildlife conservation alongside his father, rice farmer David Katz, who was involved in water policy in the Brown administration at the time. The two have pioneered a growing movement to flood rice fields to restore floodplains for fish and waterfowl habitat. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, May 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.